You're such a blessing. You stood and blessed us, and we just want to praise God for you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know we are coming to the end of the Gregorian year, December. But, Jason, we didn't get it. God's year ended in September of next year. It started in September. Well, you know, but it's the truth. But I just want to thank the Lord that I got a chance to praise him and serve him this morning. Amen. I thank the Lord that when I wake up in the morning, I thank him that he wakes me up. Amen. And I just thank him. I say, well, Lord, I got another chance, and I'll take it a day at a time. Quit trying to live too far ahead. You know, if you get through a day, you done something. You know, so I just want to thank him. Like, Jackie, I don't know what's going on, but I've been in almost, I don't know how many accidents this week. You know, people running in front of you and this and that and that and this. And I said, God, I said, goodness, I thank you. You know, you just have to thank him because you know it's him. I said, it's him. Yeah, because something happened that I said, I know that was God. I said, so I must still be needed because I'm still here. Amen. Hallelujah. Get the Lord a big clap off him this morning. I want to do something the Lord impressed upon me this year for this church. Say this church. This church. This people. Say this people. He wants us to be very concerned about those that send us prayer. You know, when people say, will you pray for me? Yeah, I pray for you, and you never mention it. Come on now. Amen. And people put their names in the prayer box, and we forget. You know, we might, you know, I hope some, we over here in prayer, we hold it up. But somehow or another, this, when she had this tea, some people put some prayer requests in there. They had to take time to do that, to write out the prayer requests. And it's some real prayer requests in this box. It's some real prayer requests in this box. And so I want us to, the Lord, I mentioned to, I think, Sister, what I want to do this year about the prayer requests. I want us to really be serious about people who are asking us to pray. Hello. God has been good to you, and God hear you, and you got a family here that prays for you. But there are people out there that really don't have nobody to say nothing to God for them. Amen. So I just want to lift these people up today, all of these, and I want you to help me to pray. Hallelujah. Right now for all these that have put their names in this box. And as the Lord tell me what else to do, we'll do that. But today, this is the preamble of it, and this is the start of a new thing for us as this church. We are a praying church, and we do pray, and we do sometimes take the requests. But I want you to put in your heart that these people need help. People need help. Your neighbor need help. Your people around the corner need help. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to try to find them. You ain't got to go to Haiti. Haiti here. You ain't got to go to Japan. Japan is right here. Right here in America, I tell you, people need help. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you that you gave us a mouth to open and speak to a God that can hear us. Praise the Lord. Lord, this is something I believe that you want us to do. And I'm asking you, Lord, to honor it. And I'm asking you to bless. I'm asking you for the woman who called me and told me, Lord, praise the Lord, that she's in a divorce and she's down and out. And the other ones that need the husband doing this and this and that and the children. I'm asking you, Father, in Jesus' name, to look down upon these requests. And Lord, we're going to take one at a time. We're not going to just be so busy this year and forget what it's all about. But we're going to pray one for another and pray for these people. In Jesus' holy name, Lord. Lord, in the name of the Lord, I'm asking you to touch these people. Hallelujah, Jesus, and give them what you said. In Jesus' name, Father. Praise the Lord. People want to know when you send your prayer. They say you send your prayer to Revival Center, you get the answer. It's going to be again. Honestly. People will send their prayer requests, and people say, you know, send your prayer request to Revival Center. Don't you like that? That you can help somebody? Lord, I pray too today while I'm up here. Sister, do I know you? Do I know you? She's she said a word that kind of made, I was thinking about it. I said, Stephanie, got to fix our sign to put out there. I'm going to put it out there in the morning, and Al will take it in when we leave, because you can't keep the signs out there. So on the corner, she's right. Not only did she bless me spiritually when she said that, but she so, for naturally so, I thought about it. Praise the Lord. We come here today because of the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm glad that that door is open. I'm glad I got freedom to walk in a door. I'm glad I got a freedom to get on my knees and pray as long as I want to. I'm glad that we don't have something wrote down that we got to follow. I'm glad we can pray and we can sing as long as we want to, because this is our building. Praise the Lord. And we can do what we want to do here to praise our God. And I'm glad. So if we sang too many songs, I'm sorry, because we're going to do whatever the Lord say do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So give the Lord some praise this morning. Let him know how much we care about it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, girl. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to get real happy today, so I'm going to let y'all take the offering this time. But y'all going to let me do what I want to do. Y'all see this gray hair? This gives me authority. And if I don't want to take the offering up before this, we'll take it up. But we will take the offering up now. Praise the Lord. I want to also thank Allison. Is such a blessing to us. Yes. And the Lord told me to do something, so I'm hoping that, Allison, you say, Lord, whatever the Lord told me to do, I will accept it. Because I'm going to ask you something after the service. And so get your mind ready to hear what he said. I really believe that this is God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give me a song while they're coming with their gifts to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming. You can't beat God giving, no matter how you try. The more you give, the more he gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can't beat God giving, no matter how you try. You know, you can't. But you know what? May your giving this year be in a different sense. You know, most of us give, you know, we give God a dime, we want 20 cents back. And it's okay, you know, to a degree. But I said, you know, this is a new year coming, and I just want us to be what we are. I feel the pressing in this church. I'm just so grateful to the Lord. I feel the pressing, that you're pressing toward God, and this. My pastor used to say this, and I was wondering what she said, but now I know what she's saying. She would always tell us, press in, press in. And I believe that you are pressing in. I really do. I know you love the Lord, and I really thank the Lord for you. You can pray for the offering, brother. Thank you, Jesus. How many glad to be here today? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, why don't you turn around and tell somebody, shake hands, I'm glad to be here today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm one of these preachers, like one brother would say, Brother Jake said this. And I'm not going to take too long. Jesus. Because I want our children, they prepared something for us today. They studied and they did really well. But the Lord spoke to my heart. And you know, this another year coming up. I said, it's another year coming up. And when we read the Christmas story, which everybody does every year, I saw something. Father, I want to thank you in Jesus' name for every book that you've written, everything you have left us to make us better. And you came to the world and we understand it better. As time has gone on, you have given us revelation of your word that makes us better people. I want to thank you, Lord, for the songs that we sang. Hallelujah. I know, Lord, David said, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable. Let our praise be acceptable to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, we're expecting this year. Hallelujah. And I'm just thanking you. And I just don't know the words to really say. But I'm asking you, Lord, to anoint my mouth, anoint my heart, anoint my mind. Anoint, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because without the anointing, nothing happens. Because it's the anointing that breaks every yoke. It's the anointing that sets us free. Hallelujah. So we can preach and we can know. As a teacher, it's easy for me to preach. It's easy for me to teach. But without you, Lord, I can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I'm asking you to bless in Jesus' name today, in the name of the Lord, and let the words that come from my mouth be really words that will bless. Lord, I want to thank you. I just praise. Clap your hands again. Just clap your hands for the Lord. I don't know a thing about protocol. Never did. I should have been up here long enough to know, but I've always got up just preached. I told the Lord today, you know, when you get my age, you begin to go back over things. Somebody, please, Pastor, I've been going back. Well, you know, maybe you ain't old as I am, but when you get here, you look back over your life to see where you come from, to see and to thank him for all the things that you know, and then you get so grateful to God, how he brought you through this and brought you through that, and hallelujah, took you through this and took you through that. But today I want you to be attentive, and I'm going to pay attention to the word too, because it's first to me. And I just want to thank the Lord for this word today. And I'm going to go in Luke 2, where we're going to be, the children is going to do their little thing that they practice. Yes. Hallelujah, Luke 2. I think they did so well. Praise the Lord. But this year the Lord told me. He said, you're getting ready to see what you have heard. You're going to see what you've heard. Because you got to hear it. Because the Bible says, how can they hear except they have a preacher? And how can he be preach except he be sent? And so I begin to read this Bible. And it's a wonderful, ain't that a wonderful book? Oh, my God. You people that like, you know, that we did like, you know, little women, they like to be. You read it here, so many love stories in there. And, oh my goodness, and this and that. And you can find anything you want in this book. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for this book and for the people who died and gave their life. You know what? Some people gave their life to write this book. It was all in Latin. Y'all know about that. Y'all know about history, don't you? Praise the Lord how Tyndale was burned at the stake for getting this book to us. Y'all know about that, don't you? Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord for that also. But I want to go to Luke, the second chapter of Luke. And I'm not starting at the first verse. I'm going to start at number 9 for a reason. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, on the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. That's information there. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising and saying, they weren't singing, they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Listen to this now. You'll know why. That shepherd said one to another, let us go now unto Bethlehem and see this thing, which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the angels. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you again for this word. But listen, praise the Lord. Many have heard about this man. Many have heard about the child. You here today because you've heard. You've heard, hallelujah. And many of you are saved because you heard. You heard the word of your salvation. You heard, but now you need to step aside and see some things. I tell you, when you hear something, you need to see. Now, the shepherds, it amazes me what happened to the shepherds. When the shepherds heard the word, hallelujah, and the angels told them what, you know, you're going to find a child and all the things he told them. Hallelujah. They didn't sit there and did what the folk did. When the shepherds heard the word, they got up and went to see what they heard. Many people hear things, but they never investigate. The Lord told me that. They when they heard it, I don't know how far they was with from Jerusalem, of Bethlehem. I don't know. But they walked, and they tell me the way those shepherds, the coats and things was made, they would have to go up hills. They walked however long it took them. They said, let us get up and go and see what the angel done told us. They told us things we've been waiting on. You know, you've been waiting on something. You need to start investigating what God has said to you. He said, let us get up and go see what the angel done said. Y'all know I get excited now. I've been preached the whole message in a couple words because I'm excited. I wish I could just lay it out and turn the paper over and just read, but I just ain't like that. Ain't none of me. Praise the Lord. And so when they got up, when they heard it, hallelujah, they went. They said, let's get up. Let's go investigate how this wonderful phenomenon that just happened to us. Praise the Lord. A lot of you, hallelujah, have said, you know, told how you got saved. I was sitting in a chair and something happened and I felt something come down my spine and all this kind of thing. And somebody told you about, hallelujah, about if you served the Lord, what would happen? And so they got up. They got up. They got up and went. Listen. So when they had seen it, hallelujah, just like us, when we see this, when God, you know, when God do something for us, we go and tell it. He said they made known the saying which was told them concerning y'all. They told everything. We were in the fields, cold. And it wasn't September like y'all think. That kind of weather's not like that over there. He said we were in the fields and lo, the angels from heaven came upon us. And the glory of the Lord shone round about us. And man, we were scared to death. You know how we talk? He said, but the angel said that the prince, the Messiah, the person that Isaiah wrote about in Isaiah 9, I believe this is the person that Isaiah talked about. But we're going to go investigate and see if it's so. So they got up and they went. They went, oh, I love it. They went to where they were and said, let me see. Praise the Lord. Now, angel said, this baby is born in a stable, born in a manger. Now, most babies are born, you know, different places. But he was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. We going to see. And so when they got there, now, because babies born all the time. But the angel told them just where to meet this baby at. And so when they got there, the Bible said, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them. Listen, and all they that heard it wondered. You know, some people still wondering. You wondering today? And they don't say, and they got up and say, let's go see what these shepherds done see it. Ain't that weird? And all that wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. The shepherds told them everything. It was like, you know, it was like they experienced it. But the Bible says they wondered. Well, God want to put you out your wonderment today. And the Lord told me, say, tell them if they will believe it, faith will bring about what you have heard. Hallelujah. Faith will bring it about. He said, hallelujah. You heard that the Lord was your healer. You heard that he was your provider. You heard that he'll lead and guide you. Well, if you have the faith, God is going to let you see what you done heard. Praise the Lord. The shepherd saw him. And you getting ready to see. Some of us been sitting here wondering for years about different things. It may not be what one person wondering about, but you wondering about what you wonder about. But God said, go and tell them. He said that faith will take them to what they want. They have been looking for. He said faith will take them. Now, he said faith. And I said, you know, when I read the thing, I said, oh, Lord, I get up in the bed. He said, oh, but you can't go without faith. He said, you can't go without faith. Listen, when the woman who had the issue of blood, read your Bible in Matthew. It was three writers who wrote about this woman. But I love what Mark and one of them said about him. He said, when the lady heard that Jesus was coming through where she was, she forgot about the law. Now, I don't want y'all to get out there breaking the law now, but she forgot about it. She forgot that she was unclean. Oh, she thought about, this is my last chance. I can't walk the street like other people. I can't go around other people. If he passed by here, I got to get his attention. I got to touch him if he get by here. I preached this before. I love this woman. But I've seen her in a different light. The scripture is so wonderful. And so she said, if he come by, I'm going to put a scarf over my head, whatever they had over the head, you know, kind of hide my face, because some of the people knew her. And she wasn't supposed to be out. She was blood. Come on, read Leviticus. Y'all done heard this before. She was not supposed to be out among people. She was unclean. She was unclean. And she wasn't trying to, you know, break no law. She was trying to do is get well. Because she couldn't get married. And, you know, women want to get married, have children, and especially in those days. In those days, sons was precious. She wanted to get married, have a baby, and have a son. Praise the Lord. But she ain't no man going to marry her in that condition. And so, Lord, he may not ever come this way again. He may not ever come this way again. But while he's here. Listen, some of y'all that hear and feel God, he may not ever come that way again. So when you feel him, when your heart say, it's time for me to get saved, when your heart say, it's time for me to give up, you better go because he may not come that way again. Be as wise as the woman that with the issue of blood. She said, nah, he may not ever come again. So I got to get up in here. And so she pressed her way. Y'all know the story. She pressed her way through the crowd. People, maybe some that knew us went, I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. And she knows she couldn't just get up and go. But the Jewish men wrote tallits. Now y'all know if y'all study into the Jewish thing. I should have brought my tallit. I have a tallit. She got a tallit. Hallelujah. And all those little cords that hang down meant something. The little tassels on the end of their tallits. Hallelujah. She wasn't trying to just get up here. No. If I can just get, that's why she was down there. Because she grabbed the tallit. She grabbed the commandment. She grabbed the covenant. I don't want to preach that now. That's a whole nother message. But, Jesus, you got to realize. Sister Gerda, you said something to me last week. That you don't even know you said. Be yourself. But Sister Gerda, we love you. And you may not thank you, but you blesses us. Hallelujah. She said to me, she was standing, she said, oh, it's the covenant. Say, then we have the rainbow that you got. And she said, she got the picture, and I said, uh-oh. The covenant. The covenant. If he say something, he gonna do it. That's why you see the rainbow out there. Because he told Noah. Say, when you see the rainbow, you going, y'all, come on now. This thing is deep here. If he done told you something and made a covenant with you, you are a child of Abraham. You deserve to be healed. You deserve to be blessed because you are a child of Abraham. You deserve to hear because you are a child of Abraham. You see how much I need to preach. I want to preach. I'm from the Abraham to the lead. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited because now my faith went 20 stories up. My faith went 20 stories up. The devil said, I said, no, it's going to happen. I said, because I'm a child of the covenant. And so I'm over here. God, praise the Lord. When Brother Richard came, he said, fill the seats. Lord, you fill the seats, fill the stage. And at one time, your pastor couldn't see beyond that. I just love to preach. I could preach to 10 or 15, it'd make me no different. But God said, now it's time. It's time to grow. And I say, God, you said it. Praise the Lord. And you are God of covenant. And so God, praise the Lord, hear the seats here. Fill every one of them. Fill them, Lord. Send people in here that won't start no trouble. I don't want nobody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because sister just said, anybody come here going to want to be here because you can't hardly find it. Well, so when they heard, hallelujah, the shepherds heard. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when we hear today, praise the Lord. And Peter and them stood up in Acts 4. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And when they tried to make Peter and them stop preaching, he said, we can't help but preach what we have seen and heard. We not only seen this, we heard it, we saw it. Not only heard it, we saw. We saw what he could do. So I can't shut my mouth up. You can't shut your mouth up. Now you standing on a lot that you done heard. You know God. Like D, she's still standing, but I'm going to tell you something, D. You going to see what you heard. I said, you getting ready to see. Hallelujah. Don't let your feelings, don't let nothing stop you. Because the Lord said, you're going to see what you done heard. Praise the Lord. And Jackie trying to stand with you in faith. Praise the Lord. But I don't know how God going to do it. And I don't care how he do it, as long as he do it. Hallelujah. Because we're going to see what we done heard. I tell you, if you can just have faith and believe God. He going to do it because he God. I say he do it because he God. It ain't because, listen, oh, I forgot, listen. The shepherds came because they were, well, let's get another spin on this. But he sent three wise men. They weren't saved folks. They weren't of Israel. Some people say they were. But they were from the east. They was astrologers, soothsayers, looking at the stars. Saying this and that and that. But God let you know. He said he so loved the world. I tell you, when I seen that, I said, oh, Lord, you know you something else. God can take an old drunk. Hello. He take an old whoremonger. And you be sitting there and that boy get saved. You looking, how come? Because you wouldn't go. You hear somebody say, you know, he did something. You go, oh, that's so sad. Oh, but this is who God going to use. He going to use these people. I say, he going to use them. Because when the wise men who only knew, probably they knew the word, and maybe some of them was Jewish, I don't know. But some of the writers say they was from the east. They were, many of them wasn't Jews. And some people say it was three. Some people say it was, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I do know they came. I do believe that. Whether it was three with mail, car, bells, I don't know nothing about that either. It don't make me no difference. All I know that he was born. All I know that he's born in my heart. And all I know, hallelujah, that I have seen many things that I have heard. Sister, I've seen. It just, Brother Leonard said, you know, Sister Davis, man, you kind of came up in the same type of thing. I know you have seen. Yes, I have. And I'm getting ready to see it again. Hallelujah. I done heard about it. But I'm getting ready to see it again. Because these people have faith. You can feel it when you come in this church. Come on now. People come in this church roof, they say, I don't know what's in here, but boy, this is different. Hallelujah. This is really different. We can feel. When one brother said, when I walked in the door, I felt something. It ain't, listen, it's us wanting. It's us striving. It's us praying. It's us loving one another. Hallelujah. I say it's us obeying. Praise the Lord. I know some people that when the message is preached, I was so happy. I ain't calling no names. It doesn't matter. But I heard about how you went and made it right with somebody you had been, hallelujah, away from for years. I'm going to tell you, you got to forgive. You can't sit up here on this seat and pretend you're a Christian and got something in your heart against somebody. That's the worst thing you can do. But God so loved the world. He forgave you. You got to think about yourself. Well, they did so and so to me. And my mama did. You know, these people get them. They act like they're the only one that went through stuff. And I don't think it's I can tell you many things. I ate so many grits all night, never loved grits. Because that's all I had. But I can say, you know, I came through and my daddy did this. And that'd be my thing to keep me. You here? Come on. Can't nobody stop you from being what you want to be. Can't nobody stop you. God made it possible for you to be whatever you want to be. I can't be there because, you know, I came from. But who cares where you came from? Hallelujah. It's where you going. It's important. Where you came from, it don't make no difference. Praise the Lord. When God get a hold of your heart, you can be what he wants you to be. I say you can. I don't care where you are, who you are, what you done. God can change your life. Yes, he can. If he can take a Saul and turn him around. You know, that's an over-religious. So God done met everybody. Hallelujah, Jesus. So when they heard, I want to leave with you today. Ooh, Jesus. The Lord told me to tell you. This is the truth. Go back and tell them. Keep the faith. Because what they heard, they getting ready to see it. What they heard. What did you hear? What you heard? What you been told? El, I've been told many things. I'm old. Der. Older. And I've been told a lot of things, Ruth. I've dreamed dreams, and I haven't seen the fruition of these things I haven't told or heard. But God said, I'm getting ready to show it to you now. And I cried. And then she said, he said, you know what? You need to believe. You need to not take things so unserious. You know, now she said about it, and the Lord knows what I feel about covenants. He knows. He knows what you feel. He know what word it'll take to get you moving. He know the word. Now, the same word that moved me may not move you. I may just say a word. You say, somebody, we got out the tea and the lady said, you know, you said something. She said, it really touched me. I said, oh. Now, it probably nobody else even thought about it. But something you say, something that God know how to touch you.
Yes, that's right.
So when she said about the covenant, I said, oh, Lord. That touched me. Y'all ready? I said, y'all getting ready? Y'all getting ready for another year? Not like it was last year. Hallelujah. A year. Oh, my God. A year, a year, a year. I'm getting ready for a year. I'm saying I'm getting ready for this new year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I start living this new year today. Praise the Lord. I say, Lord, you know what? Pray, I believe you. It is a shame if we don't believe you. I say, it's a shame. Lord, and so, listen, I can't go back. I can't put Humpty Gumpty back together again. And so I'm not going to go back. Oh, I should have just. It's too late for that. Start right here. Start today. Don't let the devil take you back and tell you, oh, well, you know, you should have did this and you should have done, and you miss it there and you miss it. Forget it. You can't redo it. But you can start today. I said, you can start today, the 20th of December, 1920. Oh, I ain't that old, Lord. 2015. I'm going back all the way 100 years. God want to bless us. He loved you. Don't you been feeling that? Ain't you been feeling that? Ain't he been so good to you? You know, he just been, you know, this good. But he want to be gooder. He want the world to know he's God. You know, you talk to people, they don't heard enough Sunday school. They done been to enough churches. Huh? So listen, you here we go. You go to your friend's house. They've been had multiple sclerosis, let's say. Make it hard on you. You show hate because he's your friend. You hate that. But Jesus is a healer. That get in your heart. Jesus, you can heal. So you ask your friend, say, can I pray for you? I didn't hear the Lord say. And the Lord said, pray for the sick. I didn't hear no voice. You wouldn't want to hear it no way. So you lay your hands upon your friend. It did not happen. But the next few days he called you and said, man, you know when you pray for me, don't be afraid. You got somebody you're supposed to pray for. Don't you be afraid to pray for him. And hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Just pray. You ain't the healer no way. Now, I don't know nothing about what you're doing, honest to goodness, but I believe that I stopped here, and I believe the Holy Ghost stopped here. You got somebody that you need to pray for, somebody that you kind of hurt because of what the condition they're in, but you're going to pray for that condition. You're going to touch them, and you're going to and just say, you know, let the Lord lead you what to say, and I tell you, if it don't happen with right then, because sometimes it don't, praise the Lord, in the next couple of days, he's going to call you and tell you, praise the Lord, that you know when you laid hands on me and prayed for me, God did such and such a thing, and they're going to give God the glory, because they know you can't do nothing. Praise the Lord, they're going to give God the glory. Ain't that right, Ruth? And a lot of us sit here, got friends and got neighbors and got things we need to do, but we're scared, and he ain't said. Who said our ears ain't got wax? Well, we don't hear what he don't see. I tell you, we ask God, Lord, you clean out this wax because I'm getting ready to do what you asked me to do. Now, okay, thank you. I'm getting ready to do what you asking me to do. Are you ready to do what he asked you to do? I think we miss a lot of things because we ain't ready to do what he asked us to do. I've been out here in Westfield a long time. And I was, for the glory of God, I was coming from here somewhere. And I was in my car, had my purse on the side there. And this young fella was walking. I think I told y'all about this. And Lord said, pick him up. I said, what? He said, pick him up. He didn't say what else to do. And that's another thing. God don't give you all the information. He going to see if you're going to first obey the first thing. He said, pick him up. So I pulled the car up reluctantly. And I opened the door. I said, son, I said, can I take you somewhere? He got in the car. He was a young Caucasian fella. 20, 18, something like that. I said, and I'm looking at my purse. This boy going to take my purse. I'm just telling him, being very honest with you. My purse sitting inside of me. Well, he going to take my purse, you know. So the Lord finally touched me. And I asked him, I said, where you want? He said, my mother put me out. And I've been walking the street all night. And I began to witness to him. I said, I'm going to take you home. No, ma'am. I said, when you knock on that door, your mother going to be glad to see you. That came out because Lord knows I wouldn't have said that. I said, your mother going to be glad to see you. And he said, well. So he told me where he lives. I parked the car, not where he lived, but down the street. He got out. He went up to the door and knocked on the door. I couldn't hear what they said because I was parked off. And when he opened the door, some hands came out that door and around his neck. Never seen him since. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't worry about it. God is laying up your treasures in heaven. Amen. There are many things that God has got me to do. I've been here a long time. And I ain't heard about it. And sometimes I do hear about it. Yeah, but you know, you'll hear about it when you get to heaven. Amen. Amen. We're going to have a good time when we get there. Amen. Woo! All the troubles will be over. Amen. Sister Gerda, I was thinking, I said, Lord, praise God, Sister Gerda, go before me. I'll see Sister Gerda again. Think over that. You might outlive me now. I'm not saying. You know, see, she keeps saying she's ready for the rapture. And so she be gone probably for me because I'm waiting for God to do something here. Let my eyes behold the glory of the Lord. Let my eyes behold once again the glory of the Lord. Let me see again what my eyes have seen when in my younger days. Let me see it again, Lord. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. Amen. Let the drug addict come. Let him be delivered. Let the whoremonger come. Let her be delivered. Let my eyes see the glory of God. God, because that's God. I say that's God. Somebody said, well, you know, I heard one brother say, and I turned it off. I'm going to hear that. You know, stop being around people who ain't got no faith. I don't like people who ain't got no faith. Don't be around me foot. I don't want to. I like you, but no, don't talk that stuff around me. Be crazy. I like people with crazy faith. I like people to tell me, girl, you're going to overcome. Girl, hey, God can do so-and-so. You know, if I'm sitting up here limping, you tell me that God's going to stop my limp. I went, well, my cousin died with that. You probably need to do such and such a thing. I don't want to hear that. Now, I ain't going to treat you bad, but you just losing me because I love crazy faith. I call it crazy faith. It ain't crazy faith, it's faith, period. Amen. Amen. Because God is going to give you what you have heard. You believe what you heard? I say, you believe it? Where's Stephanie at? I'm pick on her. Stephanie. She having a hard time reading here. And she going to testify. Sister Marin, you're getting ready to get a testimony. I believe it. Brother Mark, you've been believing all your life God can do anything. The devil been telling you what you just done said this so many times, you just crazy. But we crazy folks here today, Lord, we believe you. We know we are covenant people. Yes, we know, Lord, we are covenant people. And we know that your word is true. Let every man be a liar. Amen. Stephanie, come here one more time. She said, Mama, stop picking on me. Amen. Let your conversation be. This is it. The next person call you, boy, this is it. Don't go with maybe. That's hard. That's hard when you've been turned down so many times. That's hard, Al. But don't go with maybe. Because God getting ready to bless your socks off. God getting ready to bless you. He told me to call you and tell you that. Praise the Lord. I thought I'd pick on you, son. And tell you again. Because I'm going to keep on because I believe. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't believe it. But I believe it. I say I believe it. Hallelujah. Things you've been hearing and waiting on, God getting ready to do it for you. You're going to see it. Yeah, I said you're going to see it. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. And you're going to praise your God for what he has done for you. Praise the Lord. This church, we ain't got nobody to play. This sister plays for us. But we don't have a musician yet. We not yet. But I feel like y'all standing up and joining hands, and we gonna ask God to give us what we need up there. Y'all been praying for it too. Ooh, good. If I say anything else to you, I'm gonna lose it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be all right, Stephanie. It's going to be all right. I see you even doing some things. Let me see your left hand. You know, you say you never, your left hand. This your, which is your left hand? That's your left, right, left. That's your left hand. That's the one that can't get the music right. All right. Lord, you see this left hand? You see it. Now, I don't know why you're telling me to do this, because I don't want to pick on this child. I want you to be you. Yes. I don't want to be, no. You know me. You know me. Right. Hallelujah. She know me. Praise the Lord. So you go with this left hand, because God getting ready to put some wisdom in this left hand. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, you're going to want to. Yes. You're going to want. You're going to see the need, and you're going to want to. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, go in peace. Praise. Anybody need prayer today? Come on. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know what that's about, but she know what it's about. That's all it meant. I'm talking, you know what. Anybody need prayer today before we stop? We want to let the children do what they're supposed to do. Praise the Lord. Everybody's okay today? Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. If you okay, okay. We're not rushing. We got time. Yeah. Sister, I'm asking the Lord really to help me.